Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
The futures market did bounce back with September feeders up 45 at 141.95, October's up $1.30 at 43.90, November's $1.10 higher at 144.30, and then live cattle were higher as well with October up 50 at 107.37, and December up 20 at 111.90, February up 52 at 116.22. And today's kill is 120,000. So we're rocking right along there. A week ago was 118. And then week to date, we're 240,000 for the same period last year. You know, following that Tyson fire was 239,000. So we've got a lot of that kill or slaughter back up to where it needs to be. And today's box beef market ended up the day down 50 cents on choice at 216.71. You know, the choice box beef has been kind of disappointing here, coming down about $15 a hundred. The select is up 30 at 208.06. And then there was a report earlier this morning about the Chinese hog production up about 30% over where it was last year, you know, following the African swine fever. And that problem is still lingering around. Of course, there have been new cases this week in Germany, and then the Chinese have banned some German pork. So that's still very much a problem. The December hogs today ended up down 60 at 62.97.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Pollard Farm's 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farm's 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
The grain futures were down across the board here, given a lot of the market gains back from the last few days. December corn down 3.25 at 366.25. November beans down 7.5 at 992. And then Chicago wheat down 7.5. Kansas City December down 6 at 467.5. And then the cotton market today down 18 in December at 66.44. We had a NOPA crush. It was a little disappointing here. It was 165.05 million. Bushels used for ethanol in August. That's a 9-month low and quite a bit below where it was expected to be. It was expected to be somewhere around 169. So that was pretty disappointing there, and maybe part of the reason why we had some pullback on the beans. And then also the World Trade Organization has said that the U.S. tariffs may not be legal in their eyes. We'll see what happens. But the U.S. and China, of course, keep going back and forth. But China continues to buy U.S. grain, helping our markets out. Overall, they've been a really aggressive buyer over the last month of corn and beans. Today's stock market slightly higher, 66 higher on the September Dow. The S&P's up 24. The crude oil market's up about $1.16, which puts October at 38.42.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.